everyone, flash in the pan for what the hell's the date today? The fourth, thank you. When you have kids and you almost never leave the house, that's a common answer. It's just like, what the hell day is it today? How many days have I lost? I did have fun yesterday, though. I'll talk about that on Tuesday. But, kind of got a little retro show here going because, and you can blame the little quiz I gave you all on Wednesday. Oh, Jay, we already got Jay confused. Yes, Jay, here's another reason not to have kids. You lose sight, you lose time completely. So, and well, actually, that could be a an argument in favor of kids too. You never know. So, I'm gonna run real quick for y'all the little sound clip again. In case you weren't listening Tuesday, we've got a thing going on Flash in the Pan on Tuesday where I'm going to play a TV theme. And what?
Looks like a sash. He says it's a skirt. Don't argue with me.
Oh God.
I said, okay, it's a skirt.
Anyway, this is the one I played for you. Now, Jay got it. I don't know. We got five people apparently connected. I don't know how many are in here. But if you're on Yahoo, I'm on as Randall's Ravings right now. Just, I'll play it, and then I'll give you a few minutes and see how many other people can guess it.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Glad, glad, join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're going to rock around the clock tonight.
Yes, I know that is an actual song. Don't bitch at me for this now. There was a time when, A, you could get away with that, and B, sometimes people just were so fresh out of ideas they had to grab it from somewhere. This show did get its own theme song later on, but that was the one that it started with. And I'll be perfectly honest, until I saw an older version of it, or an old rerun of it, I didn't know that was the theme song either. Because I had gotten to know the original, what I considered the original theme song. That it truly is the original, though. So we'll give you guys, tell you what, I'll just kind of reshuffle the playlist here. And we'll give you guys a couple of, a little song break here to either go on and message me on the, on the FBC. Or send me an email at rendlesravings@yahoo.com or IM me. Mom and Dad, if you're listening and you heard that, I'm sure one of the two of you can remember this one. It was a favorite of mine for quite a while. Not that that says much. I was a TV bug. You couldn't move me away from it. Now you can't get me in front of it. How sad is that? Jay, am I even on? Because it isn't saying anything. Or did it just burp and not put it up? Okay, yeah, I'm live. So here we go with Paul Simon's You Can Call Me Al and Nena's 99 Red Balloons.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy. Thank you.
I think that's how you pronounce it. 99 Red Balloons. Not the original version, and I know the original version isn't quite as happy happy as that one is, but that's the only version I can understand, so I can't. I think that's a German group originally, so.
Single person, honey.
Well, artist.
Yes. And she's German. The original was also in German.
Yeah, oh, I've heard the original. It's actually quite neat.
It's gorgeous.
It's just, I can't understand a damn word they're saying, so. And I actually tried to look up the lyrics to it, and the lyrics were, of course, in German. Nobody had thought to translate them and post them. It's just like, okay, here's the lyrics. Well, thanks. That's not quite what I was looking for. Ooh, we got a survey, a new survey on the FBC.net. What are today's most problematic issues? Oh, Jesus Christ. Jay, make this multiple choice. Here are the choices. Politics, religion, commercialism, poverty, sexuality, corporate media, disinformation, healthcare, war and peace, inequality, technology, and something else. Like I said, make this multiple choice. I'll just start clicking right down the row. That's a tough one. Votes, zero. I'm not surprised. People's brains are probably shorting out trying to pick one. I'd have to say religion. Because it seems like most of our problems are stemming from that one. Politics is wrapped up in religion. Commercialism, I mean, I don't think there's a religion that hasn't been commercialized. Sexuality and religion problems go hand in hand. So, war and peace? Yeah, no ties to religion there. Inequality? Nope, can't think of one. Technology, it would be tough to honestly tie that to religion. Healthcare? Eh. C-sexuality. Corporate media would be a toughie. I don't know. Disinformation and religion? Nah, never heard of it. Oh man, am I turning cynical or what? Jay likes the German version. Okay, well that, yeah, I don't think I've heard that in quite a while, to be perfectly honest. We're talking about the German version of Nina's 99 Red Balloons. What I remember hearing of it, I liked. So. Oh, well, yeah, Jay just pointed out that you can just go back and keep voting. So, yeah, I can vote like 9 times on just this one. I don't really want to do that, though. It'd be so much easier just to change those circles to squares, and that way you could vote once. Because otherwise, you know that vote's just going to be horribly skewed. Because we're going to have like 400 votes on the thing. Something else, though. That's tricky. I'm trying to think of anything else that could be considered a problematic issue. Because pretty much all the ones I can think of are covered. So, I don't know. We'll rack our brain, or what little of it I have left that the kids haven't fried. So, oh, you're no better than I am. We're both fried, I think. So, May is over here snickering at my dwindling lack of mental stability. Ooh, she's making furniture.
Finishing up my furniture.
Ah. You're one of the very few I've known who don't leave pose balls generic colors.
I would prefer that they match the furniture.
Yeah, nobody else seems to. There are a couple of people. Talking about Second Life, there's a thing called a pose ball, which will basically put your avatar in whatever position is loaded into it. 99% of them are blue for male, pink for female. Which is okay, but when you think about it, it's really silly looking when it's on, like, something black, you know, and you got this pink and blue thing over it. I've actually got a picture of one of my characters on a bed, and the bed is a black and red bed, but it's got these blue and pink pose balls on it. It just looks silly.
It looks stupid.
Yeah, it does. Should I change the last to all of the above? No, just add one more and say all of the above, I would say. Because that, I would like to, something else, I know somebody's going to think of something, and I'd like to leave that option open so that I can see what they come up with. But, yeah, put all of the above on there, too, because I know there's somebody who's going to pick it. I'm most likely going to go with religion, because a lot of today's societal problems seem to stem from that. So, technology I don't really consider a problem as much as a failed solution. Because that was the internet, technology-wise, was supposed to bring a lot of people together and unify the planet and yada yada, and all it's done is just segregate everything more. So, I mean, the idea was noble, but it just didn't work the way it was supposed to. So, I'm not going to blame technology for that. That's more the people using it. And that's the bad thing. Technology has no say in how it's used. So, okay. Since I can't really put it off anymore, the answer to the what TV show was this is Happy Days. I don't see, this is the problem, because Happy Days was still on, and I think it still is on somewhere. I just don't know where right now, because like I said, I don't watch TV. Oh, TV Land has it?
I think so.
Ah, I'll have to check that channel out sometime. But a lot of people probably aren't old enough to remember that one. I was, because I watched the reruns. Or think of reruns. I don't know. IMDb, come here. I'm not sure if Happy Days was still going when I was going or not. I think so. Because you had, like, Alice and Laverne and Shirley. Oh, yeah. It started when I was born. So, of course, yeah. It went until 84.
When you were born. God, you're making me feel old.
Well, you aren't much older than me. You're only 9 years older.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's not too bad. You probably didn't remember much of when it started either.
Oh, yes, I did. I got news for you, bub.
Well, you gotta send the news to my secretary. I'm all newsed out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Happy Days premiered in 74. So, it's as old as I am. And ran until 84. That's a good run.
Yes.
That's okay. So, here is the full version of Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock, followed up by Sweet's Ballroom Blitz.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4.
fun.
Oh, yeah, it's like lightning. Everybody was frightening, but the music was soothing.
Which I'm really tempted to upload to the FBC because I think that's a neat little rock song. Not rock as the way it's probably defined today, but back then it was. And Sweet with Ballroom Blitz, which I believe is the song played at the credits of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I think it is, because I know it's on the soundtrack and it's never in the movie. So... that's one weird thing. How many... I don't get about some movie soundtracks. I mean, I can understand the point for having music at the end credits because it'll keep people in the seats longer. But it's really funny. I mean, Sweet's Ballroom Blitz was pretty much the breakout sound, the breakout song from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And if you got up to leave as the credits were rolling, you'd never know it was even in the movie. It's after the Rocky Horror Picture Show theme, because they start that up as the credits are starting to roll, and then as that fades out, Ballroom Blitz cues in. But you'd never even know it was in the thing if you didn't stay around for the credits. So, I just happened to catch it one time because I wanted all the credits and I was recording it on VHS. So, I wanted to make sure that I stopped it at the right point. Oh, somebody's playing with themselves, it sounds like.
No, Luke is trying to get his
Okay. Coming up, we've got Journey with Who's Crying Now, and don't ask me how I got this one in my head. I can't honestly remember. I heard it somewhere, or I heard part of it, and then it just stuck. So it's like, you know what, I'm going to download that one. And after, then we've got, Yeah, my mom and dad are moving to Mankato. So dad said that they missed catching the beginning of it because they've been moving furniture. So I'll just send them the link after I upload it, and that way they can listen to it while they're moving furniture. What the heck? I got mail from a really fucked up email address. MySpace. Ah. I got a new comment. Somebody, they must have updated their thing and just don't know how to change it. Let's see. And boop. Yes. You know, it's funny. You can click MySpace's little Remember Me button 8 billion times and you have to log in every single damn time. It never takes. You know, I wish I would have thought to invent that. Dad has a little, it's a moving assistant. A little, ooh, okay. It's a little thing you slide under the legs of a chair or something, and it just kind of slide it around. You know, that's just something he probably set a coaster or something under there, found out it worked, made something that would scratch up your floors a little less, and sold it to a company for like $8 billion. And it's just like, oh.
Room set's done with pose balls. You get two separate chairs, love seat, sofa, four lamps, two end tables, coffee table, and rug, plus a lovely picture for the wall, 86 prims. That's it.
Oh, man. Cool. Put that up on SL Exchange. You'll be rolling in money. Anyway. Cool. You guys might not need me to come out to help you move at this rate. Either that or I'll probably come out once they move all the furniture to Mankato to the storage. And then I'll just go over and move it from storage to the condo. Which wouldn't bug me either. So yeah, Dad emptied out the family room by himself. That's cool. Anyway, I'm going to continue the music with Journey, Who's Crying Now, and Prince and the Revolution with When Doves Cry.
You hot for to rest, who be
in lover's rage. They turn out the page. The fighting is worth the love there's to save. One love feeds the fire. One heart fails desire. One love is crying now. Two hearts.
was Prince and the Revolution with Wind Up. Whoops, god damn it. I keep on forgetting that I have it set on cue. I try to turn it off in between when I play the first song and then it goes into the second. I tried to turn it off so it doesn't do that.
Oh.
I've got about 10 minutes worth of music left. We've got Ozzy Osbourne. Easy for me to say this early in the morning. Ozzy Osbourne's Mama, I'm Coming Home, and Oasis with Wonderwall, and then the little comedy thing, which is going to be a preview of the topic I'm going to talk about on Rendell's Ravings. I figured, hell, since this is going to be played right before it, I might as well play it. Get people, because on Tuesday, people really get sick of me. They get 2 hours of me. This gets repeated at 11 o'clock Pacific, and then at noon Pacific, Rendell's Ravings comes on. So I think from now on, I'm going to try and play something during the hour, or lead out with something during the hour that'll mesh with whatever I even remotely have ideas for Rendell's Ravings. That way, I can kind of segue it. The problem is, I've got about five minutes. Yeah, so, or 4 minutes, duh. Okay, so here's Ozzy Osbourne and Mama, I'm Coming Home, and then Oasis with Wonderwall, and then we'll wrap things up.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out, yeah. Me hypnotized, lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye.
today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Ozzy Osbourne with Mama I'm Coming Home and Oasis with Wonderwall. And that just about does it. This is going to be posted up hopefully by about 12:30. It's not that hard to post these anymore, because all I do is go over to Podomatic, post a new thing, copy paste I do the song list as I'm going. So I just copy and paste that in and import the MP3, because I don't cut what I'm doing now with Flash in the Pan, and sometimes with Rendell's Ravings, is I'm leaving the bumper music, the music I play while the stream switches over to me. I'm leaving that in there, just for the heck of it. I don't see any reason not to, so we'll get that. I gotta write this one down. The the last little thing is the comedy for the day, and what it is on Tuesday I'm going to be talking about political humor. And I'm going to talk about a couple of people that I keep an eye on the internet, like Mike Fiore. I think it's Mark Fiore. Let me check. Politics, political, whatever. Mark Fiore. And Super News, sometimes even Foamy, too, that kind of thing. So I think it's going to be a fun little show. I'll play little clips from each one of them. Because Foamy did have a political one, I just got to find it. But I'll play one of Mark Fiore and one of two, and then I'll probably play this one, but I'll play another one too for Super News. I've got actually a couple of those on MP3, I think, because some of them are just really cute. Let's see, two, so. Okay, yeah, so I got about 30 seconds left. Yay! Yes, I know it is. So go to fitp.podomatic.com and you can download this in you can download this in about half an hour. I'll have it up and posted. So if you missed part of it, just go there. And there's a link, fitp@podomatic.com or rendlesravings@yahoo.com. I'll catch you on Tuesday. This is called State of Iraq Bloopers, by the way.
Good evening. Tonight I'm going to be discussing the war in Iraq, so it sucks to be me.
Cut!
What? There's no way around it, man. This is going to suck.
No, George, it's going to be great. People are going to love you.
Oh, no, they're not. 4 years ago, I told you that I had a plan to win the war in Iraq. It didn't work. 3 years ago, I had a new plan that didn't work. For the next 2 years, I had consecutive non-working plans. And now, I may have the most non-workingest plan of all time.
Cut!
That's exactly how it's gonna sound!
George!
That's how they're gonna do me in the press, so why not just give them what they want? Alright, so I'm saying that this time it's gonna be a surge?
Yeah.
And that's different from Stay the Course, how?
People just think it sounds better.
Oh, I am so over this. How the hell did this happen? Look, 4 years ago I went into Iraq to get the bad guys. I did it in like 2 days. Then the bad guys started coming back, so I stayed to fight them. But then they started getting everybody to kill each other while the Iraqi government twiddled their thumbs. Next thing you know, I'm chaperoning a cockfight.
George.
But we still have to secure the peace for our cock.
Cut, George, come on.
But if I said that, I could cut out about 10 pages of this crap.
George, please, can we just try to stick with the script?
The script sucks! The situation sucks! The war sucks! I suck! Everything sucks! Don't tell me to calm down! Do you want to be president right now? Anybody? Anybody want to be president? I didn't think so. Alright, how do you want me to read this thing?
Just read it deadpan, stare blankly at the camera, and try to look kind of sad and defeated.
Fine.
In 3, 2...
Good evening. Tonight I'm going to talk about Iraq.